Hello, I'm Debbie Wright with ACLU-GLU-WACO.
And I'm Beth Richards with KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate.
And that music means it's time for ACLU-GLU-WACO on the radio.
As you go out and about in the community, remember to be safe.
And if you're not yet vaccinated, please mask up.
Today, the Black Gospel Archive and Listening Center will be unveiled at 10 o'clock in the garden level of Moody Library.
This program will feature Black Gospel music performances by Heavenly Voices Gospel Choir, remarks from Baylor Provost Nancy Brickhouse, and speakers from the university libraries. A lecture on Why Gospel Music Matters will follow at 1 p.m.
Tomorrow, Waco Solid Waste Services will collect bulky waste, brush, and extra trash, no matter the size, from residents' curbsides in District 3 only, beginning at 7 a.m.
Be sure to separate brush piles from trash piles. Waste won't be collected from vacant lots, yards, or driveways. Also, please don't park vehicles in front of or within 6 feet of piles.
The Waco Calligraphy Guild will lead a class to learn the basics of drawing calligraphic versals, which is a really cool style of lettering, on Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. Matthew Lutheran Church, 800 North New Road.
Once drawn, the versals can be painted or decorated to fit with your finished product. You will only need to bring a pencil and an eraser.
The Women's Society of St. Jerome's Catholic Church is hosting a Discover Waco Business and Craft Expo tomorrow. This expo will be held at St. Jerome Catholic Church in the Mother Teresa Center, located at 9820 Chapel Road, from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m.
This expo will feature many local businesses and craft vendors, food trucks, and food vendors. This will be a great time to shop for holiday gifts.
Waco's biannual holistic and metaphysical vendor market happens on Sunday from noon until 6 in the Bosque Square Shopping Center at the corner of Highway 6 and Bosque Boulevard.
This popular event features 70-plus local vendors, food, live entertainment, and a fun day of family-filled fun. And people from all walks of life are welcome.
Art Lab is back this Saturday at the new Art Center Waco Complex. Students will analyze key elements and techniques used by the masters. This class is recommended for students in grades 1 through 6. To register, go to artcenterwaco.org.
Saturday evening at 8, Dallas area comedian Paul Smith will host a stand-up comedy showcase at the Brazos Theater. This event is BYOB and doors open at 7:30 p.m. for general admission seating. Get your tickets and more information at brazostheater.com.
The Heart of Texas Crop Hunger Walk will start at 3 o'clock on Sunday at the Bledsoe Miller Pavilion on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The walk will benefit Caritas of Waco and Church World Service, an international interfaith relief and development organization. Registration starts at 2.
For more information about the event, search for Heart of Texas Crop Hunger Walk on Facebook. Also, St. Albans Episcopal Church at the corner of Waco Drive and 30th Street will hold a special evensong service at 5:30 p.m. Sunday night, reflecting on the people that have died from COVID-19 over the past year.
The service will include readings by Waco Family Medicine CEO Dr. Jackson Griggs and Waco Independent School District Superintendent Susan Kincannon, plus a sermon by the Reverend Aaron Zimmerman.
And remember, if your organization has an event coming up, send me all the details over at aclocallywaco.org. We'll get them listed up on our website, and with time permitting, you might even hear them here on the radio.
And this segment will be posted on our website at kwbu.org. Debbie, I hope you have a great weekend, and be sure to stay safe. And we'll be back next Friday with another episode of Act Locally Waco
on the radio.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.